Turn with us to Exodus chapter 20 as we begin today a life-changing series of sermons titled, To Save America, Let's Return to the Ten Commandments. Why a sermon on the Ten Commandments? Because only 5% of Americans can name two of these commandments. David said, Thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against God. Hidden in my heart means he memorized them. The word that you will use in life is the word that you truly know. Knowing about the Ten Commandments and knowing the Ten Commandments are two different things. Why a sermon on the Ten Commandments? Because the Ten Commandments hold the secret to America's survival as the land of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Bible says all nations that forget God are turned into hell. America is forgetting the God of the Bible. Let's read together the Ten Commandments on the screen. First commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. The second, thou shalt not make unto you any graven image. The third, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Four, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Five, honor thy father and thy mother. Six, thou shalt not kill. Seven, thou shalt not commit adultery. Eight, thou shalt not steal. Nine, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Ten, thou shalt not covet. Father God, today, in the authority of the Holy Spirit, we come now to present to America 10 covenants God made with man that our nation may long endure, because we must be built on the Word of God to survive. And all of God's children said, Amen. You may be seated. Exodus 20 says, And God spoke all of these words, saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. What would happen if America obeyed all of the Ten Commandments? Our schools would be teaching the Ten Commandments, not throwing them out the back door. There wouldn't be a critical race theory being taught. There would be no transgender sex being taught. If the Ten Commandments were in the schools, there would not be condoms in the restrooms. There wouldn't be crime in the street, for you shall not steal. There shall not be murder, you shall not commit murder. There would be no abortions, because I assure you, in God's opinion, abortion is murder. If America obeyed the Ten Commandments, there would be no corrupt politicians, because no one would be lying or bearing false witness. That would put about half of them out of business right there. America is sick and tired of corruption in our Congress. We deserve better than that. The Ten Commandments demands a society built on a work ethic. Can you imagine that? It says, 6 days you shall work. Listen to me, you have no right to expect anything until you work for it. That's God's opinion. On the Lord's Day, every able-bodied person would be in church or synagogue. If we honored the Ten Commandments, the only God recognized by our government would be the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. No other gods. The Ten Commandments are not 10 recommendations. They are 10 commandments to be obeyed. The Ten Commandments are a rebuke to philosophers, to liberal college professors, to pseudo-intellectuals who say, quote, What is right and what is wrong is up to the individual. Wrong, wrong, wrong. The Ten Commandments are binding. They are absolute. What part of thou shalt not don't you understand? It's not a recommendation. It's a commandment. by God Almighty. Do it or pay the price. It's simply that. If we kept the Ten Commandments, America would be transformed overnight. Our massive national problems of crime, murder in the streets, policemen being executed, cities being burned down by anarchists, sex trafficking, terrorists being smuggled into America across our borders right now. We call upon the President of the United States to fulfill his presidential commission to protect and defend the people of the United States of America. Suppose that all churches in America were ablaze for the zeal of God to live the Ten Commandments. There would be a revival of holiness. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Think about that. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Why a sermon series on the Ten Commandments? Because the Ten Commandments are God's blueprint for your success and the success of this nation. Welcome to the Ten Commandments. It's the way to save America from destruction and to bring peace and prosperity into your life and to this nation. The first commandment, no other gods. Say that with me. No other gods. Therefore, this commandment is the greatest commandment. It's the mother of all commandments. Why? Because if God is not your father, you can keep all nine of those to no avail. If you don't know God the Father through Jesus Christ, you're nobody. I don't care how much money you have in the bank and how big your car is. You're nothing until you become a child of God. That's the message. America has many false gods as Egypt or Rome. That makes this first commandment the most important. The one true God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is the creator of heaven and earth. Atheists cannot explain the origin of the earth. They love gesticulate about there was a tadpole that wallowed around in a muddy pond, and a billion years later, it developed legs and got out and walked and climbed a tree and hung by its tail, and that's your great-great-granddaddy. No. This earth is here because an almighty God created it in a day. The God of the Ten Commandments was the God of our founding fathers who landed at Plymouth Rock in 1620 and entered into a covenant with God which said, quote, "In the name of God, we whose names are underwritten for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith, covenant and bind ourselves together." They were here for the advancement of the glory of God, the advancement of the Christian faith, and they came together in a covenant together. They were unified. Today, America is divided. We're on the verge of civil war. This nation is divided with seething hatred. The God of the Ten Commandments was the God that George Washington prayed to in the snows of Valley Forge when defeat seemed certain and victory seemed impossible. George Washington said, "It is impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible." Today, America's fake news would mock and ridicule George Washington relentlessly and without mercy. They would declare he's unfit for office. Certainly, he must be a racist, because that's their argument against everybody. Disagree with him and you're a racist. You can become an expositor for the leftists. All you have to learn is that phrase, "You're a racist." The God of the Ten Commandments is the God that Abraham Lincoln prayed to when he fought to crush slavery in America. Abraham Lincoln said, as he held up the Bible, "In regards to this great book, I have this to say. It is the greatest gift God has given to men. All the good Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book," end quote. Think about that. Harry Truman recognized the God of the Ten Commandments. He's the man who recognized Israel in 11 minutes. He was providentially put in that office for that assignment. He said, and I quote him, "The fundamental basis of this nation's laws were given to Moses on Mount Sinai." Listen, if you don't have a proper fundamental moral background, we will finally end up with a totalitarian government which does not believe in rights for anybody except the state. End of quote. That was in the late 1940s. That socialist totalitarian state is here. The prophecy of President Truman has come true. The state dictates our lives. Wear a mask or go to jail. Close the churches, leave the bars open. Obviously, politicians have a place to go. Get vaccinated or lose your job. Your children do not belong to you. Therefore, we will teach them the critical race theory, which is communism 101. Think about that. Your children belong to you. They don't belong to the state. When they come to us, we will teach them to question their sexuality. They will be so bright when they leave this new form of education. They won't know whether they're really a man or they're actually a woman. How stupid can you get? The Bible is forbidden to be read in public schools, public prayers would be forbidden. The Ten Commandments were stripped from the walls of Congress and schools and universities. The fact is that every crisis America is facing can be solved by obedience to the Ten Commandments. That's not an overreach. That's a fact. It's time for 65 million Christians in America to stand up and fight back and be counted. Vote the Bible. Vote the Bible. Vote the Bible. Bring righteousness back to America. Let freedom ring. Can I get a witness? 2 Kings 17:33, God describes a backslidden Israel. Listen to how he does it. Quote, "They, Israel, worship the Lord, but they serve their own gods." They worship the Lord, but they serve their own gods. That describes America to the T right now. A nation will have one god or many gods. America has many gods. Many people go to church or synagogue, but the God they serve is not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Look at America's gods, movie stars, sports stars, rock stars, fallen stars. The only objective to our worship is to worship the bright and the morning star. Jesus Christ is our star. We are walking away from light into the arms of the Prince of Darkness. We're going from faith to fear. People are afraid in this country. The policemen have been kicked out of business. We're going from the Holy Spirit to a demon spirit. We're going from love thy neighbor to hate. We're from one nation under God to one nation that's gone under. Church of Jesus Christ, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Let the church come together and be the church. We are the salt and light of this nation. Do not be afraid to turn on the light of truth. Do not be afraid to speak the truth. Do not be afraid to say, "Yes, I believe there is one God, and he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and there is no other." Briefly, let's meet the gods of America. Secular humanism. Humanism is a god. Therefore, they refuse to obey the Ten Commandments. Humanists believe that man is God. Think about that. Humanism is the worship of self. The God of self has murdered 63 million babies through abortion since Roe versus Wade. This is my body. No, it's not your body. The Bible says you're not your own. You're bought with a price. Well, it's my choice. No, it's not your choice. Proverbs 6:16 says there are seven things that God hates. I say again, hands that shed innocent blood. I've noticed that everyone who's for abortion has already been born. I call for every Christian in America to pray for the members of the Supreme Court who are under fire because they had the audacity to say that abortion should not be allowed in this country. May God protect them, and may they know that we, the people, are standing behind them and standing for them. Another American God is pantheism. It's the worship of nature. Personally, I love nature. I love to walk through the woods. I love to see the mountains. I like to see the waves in an ocean churn against the bank. There's something about water that's soothing. You see the genius of God on parade in nature. But nature is not God. It's a manifestation of God. If you think nature is God, the next time you get sick, go out and hug a tree and see what happens. Nothing. Another American God is hedonism. That's the God of pleasure. Any activity, any sport, any event that brings you more pleasure than your relationship with God is hedonism. Hedonism demands that you look at the fifth commandment, which says, "Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy." The Bible says, "Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together." This is a command. It is not a recommendation. How good it is, the Bible says, when brethren gather together, for there the Lord commands the blessing. When we come together like this, it is a testimonial to this city that there is a righteous group of people who believe there is one God. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that he answers prayer, that nothing is impossible with that God. They have that faith. Yes, we do. And we are the salt and light of the earth. God bless us all. Socialism is a god. It makes the state God. Socialism makes the government God. Socialism always, always leads to communism. Unless you think that's an extremist statement, let me give you a word-by-word Webster's dictionary definition. Quote, "Socialism is a transitional stage of society between capitalism and communism." Meaning it always leads to communism. Socialism lets the powerful few rule over the enslaved masses. And I'm going to tell you, everybody who carries a Bible will be in those enslaved masses. Socialism wants to bring a new world order, also called globalist, to control America. The new world order is wanting a one world government, a one world currency, a one world religion. I want you to open this book and you will find out that there is a God in heaven who can supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. When you mention the name of Jesus, every demon in Bear County starts to tremble with fear. When you mention that majestic name and blood of the cross, there is no power that can conquer who you are or what you're trying to do. Our God reigns. He is the one God of the Bible. God Almighty is about to say, "It's enough. You've rejected me. You've turned to other gods. You've rejected my son Jesus. And so I'm going to let the Antichrist come to this world. And he's going to make Hitler look like a choir boy. He is going to slaughter 1/4 of the earth's population. If you do not take his mark, he will cut your head off. And without that mark, you cannot buy nor sell." He wants to be worshiped as God and insists that you worship him as God. And if you do, you will lose your soul. Revelation 13:7, "And the authority was given unto him," the Antichrist, "over every tribe, tongue, and nation." The point I'm making here is that the Antichrist, when he sets up shop, will have complete authority over America. At a time of political instability, America will yield its sovereignty to a foreign power. Our economy will be merged into a one-world economy, a one-world government, a one-world religion, and a one-world currency. And that's not very far off. That's not very far off. What's our hope? Our hope is the blessed hope. It's always been what it has been. Before this happens, the Church of Jesus Christ is going to be raptured. Before the Antichrist makes his appearance, the trump of God is going to sound. The dead in Christ are going to arise, and we shall rise to be with the Lord in the air. And then 7 years later, John the Revelator says, "And I saw the heavens open, and behold, a white horse, and him that sat on it was called Faithful and True. In righteousness doth he judge and make war. God's Son and all of the angels and every person in this room who has been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ will be on that massive mounted army coming back to the city of Jerusalem, Israel, and we're going to drive the enemies of the world off the map. The righteousness he doth judge and make war, and out of his mouth goes the two-edged sword, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." Jesus said, "Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Say that. Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. There will be no other gods. There is only one God, and there is only one Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We're going to a city where the roses never fade. We're going to a city where the word goodbye has never been spoken. We're going to a city where there is no suffering, no sorrow, no separation, no sickness, no disease, no death. We're going to a city where we wear crowns of glory, dazzling white robes of righteousness, walking on streets of gold to mansions that have been created by the architect of the ages. Lift up your heads and rejoice. We're headed for the kingdom of God. This is only for the people who keep the Ten Commandments, the people who said, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." The question I'm asking you, is God your father? Have you forsaken the gods of this world? When you pray, "Our Father which art in heaven," is there something on this earth that you love better than him? If it is, crucify it. Get it out of your life. Can we stand together in the presence of the Lord? I know that you see the crisis the world is now facing. So I'm asking this question. Is God your Father? Is Jesus Christ the Lord of your life? Is there a commandment that you consistently break? Then you need to ask God's forgiveness, because God intends for you to keep these commandments. How many of you in this room say, "Pastor, Jesus Christ is not the Lord of my life. I do break one or more of those commandments on a regular basis. And today I want to ask the Lord to forgive me. And I want to start with a clean slate that I may serve him and serve him only." If that describes you, would you lift your hand right where you are? God bless you. God bless you. Pray this prayer with me. Those of you who are watching by television, join us in this prayer. Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
I ask you to forgive me of all of my sins.
I ask you to forgive me of all of my sins.
Of all of the commandments that I have broken.
Of all the commandments that I have
broken. That from this day forward,
to the best of my ability,
I am going to keep these covenants with God.
I'm going to keep these covenants with God.
God is my Father.
He is my
Lord.
He is my Lord.
I am asking him now,
in Jesus' name,
to cleanse me
from
all of my sin.
Amen.
Amen. Give the Lord praise. Give the Lord praise. Give the Lord praise.
This broadcast has been brought to you in its entirety by the faithful support of our partners. Thank you, partners.